This is Passport to Texas Hooper Week. People of all ages can become citizen scientists through Texas Parks and Wildlife's Texas Nature Trackers program.
Texas Nature Trackers is a program that gets citizens involved in helping us collect data on rare species.
Marcia May is a biologist in the program, which includes Texas Hooper Watch. When the Hooper Watch started in 2011, the state was in drought. This affected wetlands at Aransas National Wildlife Refuge, where the hoopers winter.
Their main diet down there is the blue crab. But that particular year, there was not a lot of fresh water coming down to the coast, so the wetlands were really salty. So a lot of the birds went further inland.
200 miles farther inland at Granger Lake, where they ate mussels instead of their usual diet of crabs.
That's where Texas Hooper Watch came in, is that we want to get sightings of hoopers outside of their normal range at Aransas. Is this something that's going to happen continually in the future? Are they expanding their range? These are questions we really would like to see answered. Citizen scientists can get involved by going out and documenting birds in areas where they're not normally found.
Find details on Texas Hooper Watch on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.